वासुदेवाया ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 5th chapter, entitled The Demigod's Appeal to the Lord, text number 6.
Tasyanubhava katito gunash cha paramodaya bhauman renun sa vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunan tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhauman renun cha vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunan tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhauman renun cha vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunan tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhauman renun cha vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunan paramodaya Janubhava katito Janubhava katito gunascha paramodaya Sabimame Yovishno Vanaye Guna.
Ladies,
Sabimame Yovishno Vanaye Guna.
Ladies,
Tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhauman renun cha vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunah Tasyanubhava katito gunascha paramodaya bhauman renun cha vimame yo vishnor varnayad gunan tasya
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing as Vaikuntha
anubhavah
great activities
Katita
were explained.
Gunaha
cha
transcendental qualities. Cha, also. Parama Udaya, greatly glorious. Bhauman, earthly. Renun, particles. Sa, someone. Vimame, can count. Ya, such a person. Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu. Varnayet, can count. Gunan, the transcendental qualities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Please repeat. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Report. The Lord's glorious activities referred to in this connection took place after His personal bodyguards, Jai and Vijay, became daityas, having been cursed by the great sages Sanaka, Sanatana, Sanat Kumar, and Sanandana. Jai, as Hiranyaksha, had to fight with Virahadev, and that same Virahadev is mentioned in regard to the Raivata millennium. The fighting, however, took place during the reign of the first Manu, Swayambhuva. Therefore, according to some authorities, there are two Varahas. According to others, however, Varaha appeared during the regime of Swayambhuva Manu and stayed in the water until that of Raivata Manu. Some may doubt that this could be possible, but the answer is that everything is possible. If one could count the atoms within the universe, one could count the qualities of Lord Vishnu. But the atoms of the universe are impossible for anyone to count. And similarly, no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Om Gyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Minitam Dina Tasmai Sigurima. Om Guru Divachalam Pankam Langayate Girim. Ipatam Hambande Sigurum Dina Tarunum. Although the great activities and transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's various incarnations are wonderfully described, sometimes we are unable to understand them. Yet everything is possible for Lord Vishnu. If one could count the atoms of the universe, then he could count the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But no one can count the atoms of the universe, nor can anyone count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. So here, in this verse, Srila Prabhupada is very nicely describing the inconceivable nature of the personality of Godhead. And otherwise, what sort of definition do we have for God if He's not inconceivable? I guess we can have so many definitions. But according to Vedic philosophy, the personality of Godhead
is inconceivable to the conditioned souls, to anyone, actually, for that matter. Krishna's qualities are ever expanding. Even sometimes he's amazed by the workings of his own energies. What to speak of others who may try to imitate, just like Pandraka, right? He had two extra arms. And who was it? Narada Muni told him that you can't consider yourself the Supreme, Vasudev, until you defeat Vasudev in Dwarka. So that's when he went and challenged him, and Krishna was able to overcome him. Can you imagine somebody adding two extra arms? So it's just like that in the material world. People are trying to imitate the inconceivable position or person of God. But actually, he's inconceivable. And everything is, therefore, anything is possible for him. Srila Prabhupada comments that impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. For the personality of Godhead, anything is possible. Although yet, still, Prabhupada points out here that to count the atoms of the universe in the universe is impossible for anyone to count. Similarly, no one can count the transcendental qualities of the Lord. But at the same time, the personality of Godhead can make himself available to those who are qualified, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakrishna Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrita, that those who are not deluded by the material energy, Krishna becomes manifest to them. And he can manifest himself in any way he chooses. Just like here, we have beautiful deity forms of the personality of Godhead. So why is it that God cannot, if he chooses, manifest himself in a beautiful deity form? If he's God, he can do anything, right? He can do anything. He can manifest himself in a beautiful deity form. He can manifest himself through his holy name. And we can experience that by taking shelter of that holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. The Lord is right there. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nijasar. Everything is there within that holy name. Just as everything is there within the deity form. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna makes himself available in that deity form so that we can touch him. So that is the Lord is so inconceivable that he can manifest himself in a beautiful deity form. He can manifest himself through his holy name. He can manifest himself through his prasadam. It's like every evening you can come here and speak to AJ about experiencing the Lord in his prasadam form. He's right there behind the table, ready to share Krishna at any moment with anyone. He doesn't discriminate. So Krishna can manifest himself in that wonderful form. The Padma Purana describes that the Lord also manifests himself in the form of Tulsi Devi. So, again, we're getting Krishna's beautiful form and association in the form of Tulsi. And one can associate with that and render service and touch her. And then also, we know, we've heard many a time, and we're experiencing that the Lord can manifest himself through his books, through his words. Just as we're associating with the Srimad Bhagavatam or we're associating with Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's there. We've heard some wonderful descriptions about how the Lord can, he manifests himself in the form of these books, and they're non-different from his deity form. Or to speak of the person Bhagavat, the Lord also manifests himself through his pure devotee, just like, again, Tulsi Devi, or the spiritual master. So anything is conceivable, conceivably done by the personality of Godhead, and yet he's inconceivable to the mundane persons, to those who are not qualified to understand. Vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. The Brahma Sanghita very nicely describes how the personality of Godhead is not accessible by the Vedas, through the Vedas. Just simply studying Vedic philosophy is not enough. Durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto. But by a devotion, he's very easily obtainable. So we're reading here how the Lord manifested himself in this wonderful Varaha form. Srila Prabhupada points out that there's different authorities. They're saying that Lord Varaha appeared during Swayambhuva or Raivata Manu. So we also read that there are different Varahas, right? There's the white form, and there's also the red form. So how that fits into this, I don't quite know, but we can understand how the personality of Godhead is so incredibly manifested in these different deity incarnations, or in these different forms, in these different incarnations, and can perform so many incredible pastimes. Even though there are so many learned persons, they, still no one can fully understand his person. They differ in their opinions. Also we can understand from that that even amongst great authorities, there are different opinions. So there can also be differences in spiritual circles. But the bottom line is that Krishna is the personality of God, and that everyone can accept. And how he can perform so many incredibly attractive and inconceivable activities. Anor aniyam mahato mahiyan. He's so incredible that he can make himself the smallest, and yet he can be the greatest. How is that possible? But again, that defines the inconceivable nature of God. That although he can be the smallest, yet he can be the greatest. Or that when he wishes, he can become many. As soon as Krishna desires, as soon as he glances, he can manifest himself into unlimited forms, just like the waves in the ocean, the example is given. you can't go to the ocean side and get a tablet or a calculator and start counting. After 10 minutes, you can't take it any longer. Or here the example is given of the atoms in the universe. Now, who is capable of going out? Not even Brahma, with all of his heads, can figure that out. But the personality of Godhead is so, of course, he can do. But the comparison is that his qualities and his nature is so far beyond, is so far removed, beyond just the ordinary greatness of the world, in the creation, for that matter. It's so far beyond that. And yet he makes himself accessible. In his different manifested forms. And to those who are engaged in his loving devotional service, or to those whom he chooses. Yam evaishe, what is that? Yam evaisha vrinitetena labhya. Naim atma pravachanena labhyo namedya bahunashutena. The Upanishads very nicely describe how the personality of Godhead is not understood by study or explanation or hearing, but he manifests himself to those whom he himself chooses. When Krishna wants, he can manifest himself in a very beautiful way to those whom he chooses to manifest himself. Otherwise, it's not possible. He's beyond the limited perception, Queen Kunti very nicely prays. Maya Javana Kachanam, that the Lord is covered by his energies, and he's not manifest to those foolish persons. And it's not approachable. He's irreproachable, meaning that he's always pure and never affected or sinless. He's even though he may appear within this world, because sometimes the foolish persons, they consider when the deity is there, or when the pure devotee may be there, or the Lord himself, he manifests himself in his various incarnations, that these are just mundane appearances, or they're just ordinary. No, actually, they're completely transcendental. And such persons are covered by Krishna's deluding energy. And he becomes invisible to such foolish persons. Just as an actor, Prabhupada gives the example of the actor on the stage. He may be addressed in a certain way. The audience doesn't recognize him. And as soon as they take off their makeup, that's what you look like. Yikes. Or as soon as the Photoshop goes down, and you have to see what the person, just like sometimes you go to these market, the stores, they have these magazines. You can't help but see them. Sorry. I've seen them. But you have they have these magazines, and then they show, some movie star without their makeup. Oh, my God. What Photoshop can do. And what these, you can understand why makeup artists get paid so much. They do a great job. But Krishna is, he's always supremely attractive. He doesn't need a makeup artist. Although he and the cowherd boys, I was reading the other night in the wonderful story of Agasura, the cowherd boys were dressed very nicely with their garlands and jewels and their horns. And Krishna was very enthusiastic to go out one morning, so he got up early and blew his horn and woke everybody up. Okay, let's go. So Krishna took the lead, and it's described how thousands of his cowherd boyfriends, can you imagine, thousands, and each had thousands of calves. How this is even conceivable, it's inconceivable. It has to be in the spiritual setting. How thousands of his cowherd boyfriends with thousands of calves followed him. And on the way, even though they were so nicely decorated, they took various flowers and branches and mud, and they decorated themselves further and became even more attractive. So Krishna doesn't need, and neither do his associates for that matter, need any of this other paraphernalia, but they're just naturally very attractive and transcendental. Just as, again, no one can count the atoms of the universe, no one can fully understand the transcendental position of the personality of Godhead. And at least we have the mercy of the great Vaishnavas, the Acharyas, that we can hear something of the Lord's wonderful qualities, and hopefully we can appreciate them. Well, and are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Archita. Hare Krishna.
But yes, there are temples in Mathura of the Sweta Varaha and the red form of Lord Varaha. And just, it's amazing how, you know how it is in Vrindavan, that area. These temples are like tucked away, go down an alley and make a left. And
yeah.
Well, they're definitely there. I have pictures if anybody wants to see, I can show.
Yeah, when Prabhupada says, when you go to Vrindavan, and it's a small place, but when you consider, or when you hear that there's 10,000 temples, what does that mean? Where could they all be? But as you walk through the little streets and turn the corner, there's one. You turn right, there's another one. There's another one here, and it's totally transcendental. Any other questions or comments? Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.